Welcome to the Cricket 8 podcast, live from the IPL. We just covered a game between Rajasthan Royals and Virat Kohli and 10 other men, in which it was pretty one-sided, all things considered. So let's not, you know, stuff around here at all, shall we, fellas? Let's just go straight in with the meat and potatoes. I'm going to ask you, Jack, do you think Virat Kohli, do you think RCB is finished for the season? Is that it? Kaput?
Yeah. I'm fully on the yes camp. Like, I know it's mathematically possible that they could still qualify, but they're bad. They're really bad, Gerard, and they don't deserve to go through. So I hope it is over.
Shout out to all the RCB fans listening in. Rob, I think you and I look at the Virat innings similar, but maybe slightly different. You think that Virat did play a good knock today.
I really do, yeah.
Yeah. And so explain your thought process there. It's too late now. All the RCB fans have already logged out. But
I think 113 not out of 72, you will take that all day, every day from your opener. But you need someone else to come in with that 25 off 12 or somebody to go with him. Today, in the cricket match that we've just watched, somebody went with Butler. Sanju was scoring 160 at the other end, which doesn't half help when you're trying to score quickly. It wasn't Virat's fault today. The one criticism I would have of his innings today was that when he was on 98, he went 1-1 to get to 100.
They were pretty good full tosses he got, though. So
indeed, and those two balls, if he was on 100, he probably would have scored 10 of them. And I would say that probably cost him at least 5 runs, him going single single. So that's my one criticism of his knock, which he will always get criticisms for not when he scores loads of runs. Virat Kohli scores loads of runs. The other guys need to start scoring some runs, and then it's not a massive problem. If Maxwell would have done anything in any of the games, they would have done much better this season. Green looks bad. Faf doesn't look very good. He got a couple away today, but his innings was only 130 odd strike rate, and that isn't enough. So it's not Virat's fault today, but I agree with Jack in that RCB are done. I didn't think they'd do anything this season.
And they've exceeded your expectations.
Yeah,
so
I think that's fair, yeah.
Jack, you don't agree as much. You do think that Virat Kohli played a bad 100 today. When I say bad 100, I mean, we don't think it's a bad innings altogether, but as in, it didn't actually change the percentage chance of them winning the game, we know it didn't.
Yes, we looked at the chances of them winning before the game on a couple of different, you know, win predictors. At the halfway point, at the end of Virat Kohli's innings, their percentage chance of winning hadn't shifted at all. Like, they were exactly neutral. Now, the rest of the team got 59 runs off 48 balls, and Virat did what he did. So I'm not saying it's a bad innings. I'm just saying it wasn't like an all-singing, all-dancing classic. I've got some match impact data up here. So the number of runs above replacement. Virat Kohli's innings was worth 16.5, Sanju Samson 20.8, and Joss Butler, who hit a century for the winning team, 27 runs. So you just it's scales of good there. 16 runs above a replacement player in a T20 is still a really fine day out. Mm. But, you know, it wasn't a match winning innings, obviously, because they lost comfortably.
They didn't win the match. I do understand that. Just want to talk about the spinners for Rajasthan, because they won't get a lot of credit for today, really. But if you look at the two teams there, Rob, Chahal and Ashwin pulled it back when RCB were well on top, and then Chahal kept them in front. And if they'd been able to take any of the 28 catches out in the field, they probably would have won this game even easier.
Yeah, they work so well together, the two spinners. They're both really experienced. They're both international class. Ashwin is a great thinker, and Chahal is a very clever bloke too, and I'm sure they have intelligent and long conversations about how they're going to go at teams. But today, Ashwin came on in the power play when they were smoking it everywhere, those two, and calmed it right down. I think the over went for 4. And so he did his job. His job is not to take wickets, it's to keep runs down. And again, he did his job. And Chahal is lethal. And what Chahal did today, even though he's in isolation, 2 for 34, doesn't look world-beating, the very fact that he still had overs to bowl meant that RCB couldn't bat certain players. They couldn't let DK bat, who can score 20 off 8. And nobody did score 20 off 8 for them today because they were scared of Chahal. Lomraw can't play Chahal. Green can't really play Chahal. DK can't play Chahal. So just the very nature of him being there and them saving
and
his
that's,
overs.
That's what we see with Rashid Khan, isn't it? That kind of impact. That's where Chahal has got to, right? Yeah. So I think you're spot on there. Just want to ask you about Butler. got beaten on the outside edge, got beaten on the inside part of the bat, lost his opening partner. And then what? By the eighth over, pretty much had the game in the bag?
Yeah, I mean, like, Butler's hand speed looked like it was back. Now, I'm not a cricket coach or a master person.
But you were sitting here with a stopwatch just timing his hands over and over again.
You can see, I've seen a lot of Josh Butler, and you see when he's good and you see when he's bad. And when he's bad, his bat doesn't attack the ball. He almost decelerates into shots. Something switched around the sixth over in this match, and he was whipping his hands through, hitting Dagar, was it? Back over his head a few times. I think he took 20 off an over. And from there was sort of no stopping him. Like, you know, he's always going to look better when the ball stops moving around. Everyone does. But today, we really saw Butler kick into top gear for the first time in probably 12 months, maybe even a little bit longer. It was a show he put on, and he was really visibly thrilled with himself at the end of it. So fair play to Joss for bouncing back.
From a Rajasthan point of view, they go in more often than not with a batter short. If they'd had a full strength team today, Sandeep Sharma would have been playing with the extra bowler. Josh Butler has to make runs for them in order for them to be a genuine title contender. Was that enough today? You're back on team, Joss?
Yeah, very much so, because for someone of his quality, one innings is all it needs for him to then turn into a great batsman again. And form is a mystery to us all, how it can happen and not happen, and psychologists and clever people.
You say that, and yet you're never out of many form, times. Rob.
Well, this is true. This is true. It's a mystery to a lot of people, but Butler is that good that when it's clicked. And the big thing today, as Jack just mentioned, he had a massive smile on his face at the end. And I haven't seen that for a long time, Butler, and that's really good to see. Rajasthan are genuine title contenders because their first 11 is really good, and they've built their bowling attack around two guys. If they get Sandeep back, I'm surprised I'm saying this now because I've never rated him as a death bowler, but he's clearly another intelligent cricketer. They're a bright team. They're smart. Sandeep is working it out as he goes along bowling these horrible overs. Their biggest issue, Rajasthan, is keeping their first 11 fit, their first 12 fit. If they manage to do that, they will be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. But they're a batting or bowling injury away from a crisis because their bench strength is bad.
We've already said RCB's finished, but just to have a look at that, Jack. Today we saw Rhys Topley bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw other guys play cricket also. You know, it was so noticeable the way that the fields were set, the way that Faf du Plessis trusted them, that he trusted one of his bowlers. And that's an incredible place to be this early on in a season.
There's like a bigger picture view you can take on T20 cricket, that batting comes down to your strongest link quite often, and bowling comes down to your weakest link quite often. So in other words, what you want, Jared, are two or three really, really good batters and five above average bowlers, and not like just one superstar. RCB have kind of got the opposite of that.
They've got the worst of both worlds.
Yeah. And it's not even, I mean, like, Topley bowled really, really well today, but there's no guarantee he will next time. He's probably just sort of a good bowler. He's not Jasprit Bumrah. So even at their top end, it's not that good. And you can break it down further. Maybe the seam department's okay. Mohammad Siraj can have his good games. Mm. Topley can have his good games. Yash Dayal, occasionally, you know, pretty decent. Maybe there's even a time and a place for Cameron Green, Jared. I'd stretch that far in my
pro, I don't know if there is, but
pro-RCB, my pro-RCB speech here. But the spinners are dreadful. I mean, we had a guy today picked by AI. That didn't go particularly well. Dagar...
Not ChatGPT, by the way, no. Although today it looked a little bit like that.
Yeah. Dagar really doesn't look like he's up to the level, to be honest. And then probably their actual best spinner is Glenn Maxwell, and he was nowhere to be seen for whatever reason.
Two right-handed today, yeah, so they didn't bowl him, right? So, I mean, that's the problem there. So, look, I think it's very, very fair. I'm going to put you both on the spot. Rob?
Hello.
Rajasthan, at the moment, would you have them as your favourites to win the whole thing?
If they keep everyone fit, yeah.
Okay. Jack?
I'd say they were comfortably in pole position at the moment.
And RCB, clear second favourites, right, guys? Anyway, that's all we have for the Cricket 8 podcast here. We're doing live watch-alongs. If you're just listening to the podcast, there's plenty more stuff going on the main channel. So during match days on the weekends, we'll be having all of these live shows. But go over to Facebook, check out all the articles that we've got. And of course, Nikesh and Mega will be back again this week to have their thoughts on the IPL as well. But from Rob Barron, Jack Hope and Jared Kimber, that is all of us done for this podcast. And we'll see you again after the next games here on Cricket 8.